We have technology. We move faster. We have more personal challenges. We are aging. Not only are we struggling with high anxiety levels, we feel guilty that we feel anxious all the time. The result is an endless cycle of worry and guilt. The author quotes Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing." This verse is not addressing the minor worries that come up from time to time, but perpetual anxiety. There is no way that we can completely avoid anxiety, but we can choose to not let it imprison us. You must understand that anxiety is an emotion. It is not a sin. However, it can lead us to sin. Luke chapter 21, verse 34, warns us against this. "Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with the anxieties of life." The author offers a few questions that you should ask yourself to find out if you are weighed down by anxiety. Do you laugh less? Do you always see a problem? Would your loved ones describe you as negative or critical? Do you always assume something bad is going to happen? Do you always downplay good news with your own version of reality? Would you rather stay in bed than get up most days? Do you dismiss good news and amplify bad news? If you could, would you avoid interacting with others for the rest of your life? If you can answer yes to most of them, he directs you to read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. These five verses offer four admonitions. C. Celebrate, verse 4. A. Ask, verse 6. L. Leave, verse 6. M. Meditate, verse 8. If you could use some calm in your life, you are not alone. This passage is the most highlighted passage in the Bible. We could all use some comforting words, and God is ready and willing to offer it. The author closes this chapter by reminding us that we can rest easy knowing that God is our helper. Of course, He can't do it alone. There will be work for us to do. He can't help you if you're not willing to cooperate with His plan. He did not create us to live a life of anxiety. He does not want us to face every new day with fear and trepidation. He is watching over you and wants the best for you. You can be sure that nothing will happen to you that He doesn't know about. Just listen carefully to the words He has for you in the Scriptures. Section 1. Celebrate God's Goodness. Rejoice in the Lord always. Chapter 2. Rejoice in the Lord's sovereignty. You can't run the world, but you can entrust it to God. The author begins this chapter telling about his family going camping when he was a young boy. One day, his dad brought home a tent from the Army surplus store. It was a very sturdy tent, offering good protection from the storms. He talks about the support poles that held the tent up. From the example of this tent, he leads into talking about the support poles in our belief system / life and how they help protect us from the storms of life, storms such as difficulties, disease, divorce, death. There are so many life storms that we face. Where can we find a suitable shelter from them? The Apostle Paul knew. He had been through so many storms, he had every reason to be anxious. However, he offered words of encouragement to the Philippians. He tells them that they should rejoice always. He does not give any stipulations to this directive. How is it possible to rejoice always in everything? The answer is simple. You must have a strong belief system. Your belief system will give you the answers you need to some fundamental life questions. It does not depend on talents, age, race, or appearance. Your belief system is concerned with the interior, not the exterior.